The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Seven after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program with my friends and yours, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Hail Hail, the gang's almost all here, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can join us with a comment. We may or may not. The phone doesn't seem to have the relevance on the air that it used to. It's facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, the social media comments. People find it faster to just make their comments and keep moving. So help yourself. We get to them as we can. One of the things people are talking about is the death of a football player named Will Smith, who was shot and killed in the weekend melee down in New Orleans, where Roberta is. He apparently, or at least on the outset, it looks like he had a road rage conversation with somebody else who rear-ended him, but is there more to this than that?
Well, that's what they're talking about now, Doug. Apparently, the guy who shot him, Cardell Hayes, about 10 years ago filed a lawsuit against the city because his father was shot by police. And it turns out that Will Smith actually was having dinner with one of those police guys that Hayes had originally filed a lawsuit against.
So you're going to kill everybody that sits at, you're going to kill everybody that sits at dinner with somebody? What does it matter with these people?
But they don't know if that's a definite link, if this is absolutely what happened, but they have said now, okay, there is a link between these two men, and whether or not that was the cause of the shooting, we don't know. It would seem kind of odd that it would be, you know, just road rage. I mean, yes, everybody has guns here, which is a little unsettling, you know, so you really make it a point. You hear two people arguing, I'll tell you, you kind of get out of the way. You hear two people arguing because you don't know if someone's going to pull a gun out and shoot the other person.
Good Lord.
It's just the epidemic of guns in this country. There's way too many guns, and they're way too easy to get.
There's another epidemic in this country, and it's called the railroad.
I've been working there all the live long day.
Have you really?
Yes.
So in Long Island,
you passed the time away.
In the past 24 hours, two people were hit by Long Island Railroad trains, and we had the Philadelphia situation, and there's so many more when you go back and you look at or understand what's going on. The trains are much more dangerous to be in than almost any other mode of transportation, and you'd think they would be safer because they're on a limited track. It's just so many people. There's no expense that isn't incurred. There's nobody in terms of the railroad, if they're on top of it, nobody says, no, you can't spend the money to fix the rails or maintain the controls, the signals, that sort of thing. And yet they have all of these accidents. I can't imagine there's anything other than incompetence.
Well, there's a lot of train tracks that don't have gates in front of them in this country. Tons of train tracks. So it's like before you cross them, you got to kind of look both ways and, oh, is there a train coming? Oh, yes, maybe I won't get tracks now.
Why wouldn't you need just common sense?
You say but that's something missing in people in this country and actually around
common
the world
sense.
Is common sense.
You know, look both ways before you cross the tracks.
They're posting something on Facebook and whammo.
Yeah. Well, maybe this sounds terrible if I say that's what they deserve when they get.
No,
probably not.
But with the Long Island Railroad, I mean, I think you really have to go out of your way to get hit by one of the Long Island Railroad trains on Long Island. I mean, I took the railroad for years, and everything is well marked. Everything has gates.
Did you ever get hit?
I mean,
never got hit?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Just that one time when she was posting on Facebook.
All right, it's 11 after the hour. Here's some interesting, and some people feel good news. The United States Postal Service, USPS, has reduced the price of a first-class stamp from 49 cents to 47 cents. And people are saying, why? Because nobody's using the post office? Cost for a postcard stamp also decreases from 35 cents to 34 cents. International letters will cost $1.15.
Am I way behind in the times?
Well, it's 49 cents now. That's what it's been the last few years.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I don't pay attention. You buy the forever.
Stand by for Richie to take a shot at anybody who uses the mail to pay their bills. That's
I can't remember the last time I bought a book of stamps.
I know, Rich. You're a hero.
No, I'm not a hero. Cents. I'm just in mainstream now. Everything's paid online. There's not one bill that we mail out. Nothing.
No. Well, that's how
the
I
the reason I don't know is we have a postage machine at work, so I just sort of run it through. But
you steal from work? What an outrage.
I am work.
Yeah, I'm calling
your father
now. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, I didn't realize this, but the Postal Regulatory Rate Commission temporarily increased the rate in January 2014 to 49 cents. It was a temporary improvement, and because the volume and revenue losses are massive, then they are figuring, okay, we better go back to where we were in January of 2014. So that's why they're going back. But again, who uses? I use the mail to pay my bills. That's about it. Once in a while, I send a card to my dear Meredith, and I like to do that sort of thing. But
that's nice.
But other than that, I shipped a package from here to California. I went to the I went to Staples on Saturday, brought the box over, and posted it on UPS because I know it'll be delivered on Friday when I want it there, so I can get it when I'm there myself. If I put it in the mail, I wouldn't trust that it got there on Friday. I wouldn't trust it. And I find myself using FedEx less. Here's how I distinguish. See if you do the same thing. If I want to send a check or something that needs to be sent, a letter, something important that has to have some legal ramifications or something, but just a letter size envelope to somebody special, then I'll use FedEx. If I'm sending a package, I'll never use FedEx. I always use UPS. I don't know why. It just seems in my own mind that that's the most efficient way to handle it. What do the rest of you do?
UPS, I do a lot of.
Do you use them for just boxes and shipping packages, or do you use them for letters as well?
I use FedEx for letters that I need to get there.
Yeah, right.
And I use UPS for packages.
Okay, so you do the same thing I do.
Yes.
Roberta, what do you do?
No, I use the U.S. Postal Service for just about everything.
Do you
this
really?
Is the easiest thing to do. Yep. Yep, I'll use Express Mail for something I need overnight. I'll send packages.
You're crazy.
Does it get there on time?
Easier.
Does it get there on time?
Yeah.
The service actually for those flat rate boxes where it's like $5 for 5 pounds, it's pretty, and it gets there. I mean, if I want something that's tracked, I'll always use Federal Express. I never use UPS for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. And the post office can track too.
They can track it too. Yeah. But if I really think, okay, I need to get something someplace, I'll use FedEx. But the times I use packaging from the USPS, I have no problem at all. None.
I
tell people to send me stuff on the Postal Service because, especially if I'm in Manhattan, it's almost impossible to get stuff FedEx. You have to go to offices to get it because everything is behind a door with a key, and the only person who has the key is the postman. Mm-hmm. So anything else, UPS or FedEx, it's an absolute royal pain in the butt to get it.
A royal pain in the butt. Where did that expression come from?
I don't know.
How is a royal pain in the butt different than a regular pain in the butt?
Well, it all started with this princess.
Oh, is that what it is?
The throne you sit on.
Yeah, thank you. Charlie Sheen and the latest on who he's trying to knock off coming up in a moment here. 4:15 on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
All right, so I wanted you to have, I want you all to feel safer. I want you to have a good feeling as you start your day or go through your day. So you'll be happy to know the fellow who's running the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, says that there is a low risk of any terrorist attack on the United States soil. Subways, trains, planes.
Does that make you feel better?
And how does he know this?
Because he's the administrator. He's supposed to know that.
So he knows these things.
His job is to know that things are going to be A-okay.
He has a hotline to Ahmed.
Yes, he does. It could be, is it Ahmed or Omar? Charlie Sheen's ex-fiance, Brett Rossi, has been granted a temporary restraining order aimed at Charlie Sheen. Apparently, this lady, whose real name is Scottine Ross, filed a restraining order after Sheen assaulted her, and she has a recording that supposedly, on the recording, they have him saying he'd pay $20,000 to have somebody, quote, kick her head in. He choked her at the point of almost losing consciousness, so she says. He kicked her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It details what I can't read you what's on the tape, supposedly. L.A. police investigating, but they have not found any proof yet. And so there's another wonderful day for Charlie Sheen. What prompts people to be this crazy? Drugs. Yes?
Yeah. Drugs, ego, power, sickness.
Yep. Mental illness.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about this Brett Rossi. I remember seeing, what was the other woman's name that had the two children?
I know, I was trying to think of her name. She was the one on drugs, too.
I thought it was her, but this was the Brett
no,
Rossi.
No, different.
21 at the hour on Good Day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Let's get at it. 23 after the hour. Many people are talking this week about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction services. The intro, Chicago the group, Cheap Trick the group, Deep Purple the group, NWA, Steve Miller. There are others that are on the list that were inducted. So is this sour grapes or not? You're going to listen in a moment to Steve Miller talk about how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is run by a bunch of rubes and that he doesn't know why he's there, but he didn't protest so much so as to not get his award. So is he a hypocrite?
Well, I don't think he questions why he's there. I think he questions whether they really are honoring the artists they claim to honor. That's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is about. It's to honor the legacy of
right.
Rock and roll and,
well,
and the people who made it great, yet they basically treat you like dirt
yeah.
when you
but
get
But you know that, so why accept the award if they know,
you know
they're going to be treated that way?
I kind of thought it would be cool for him to protest it, especially, and we'll play this right now, but I thought it would be cool, but I thought it was cooler that he accepts it, gets up on stage in front of the people of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and basically gives them an up yours right on stage.
Yeah. This is what he said.
The whole process needs to be changed from the top to the bottom. Doesn't need to be this hard. There's nothing fancy going on out there that requires all of this stuff. They need to get their legal work straight. They need to respect the artists they say they're honoring, which they don't. I don't have any of my paperwork assigned. I have no licensing agreements with these people. They're trying to steal footage. They're trying to make me indemnify them. When they told me I was inducted, they said you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. I said, I'm playing here. What about my band? What about their wives? What about... They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. They came, you know, we're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up. You go sit down over there and learn something. So here's what you need to know. This is how close this whole show came to not happening because of the way the artists were actually being treated right now.
All right.
So I'll wrap it up right now.
Back to the, back to the question, knowing that he was going to be treated that way, should he have gone, is this helpful or is it hypocritical? He knew what he was going to confront when he got there, so should he have said, no, I don't want your stinking award. I don't need your stinking award.
I think he knew all along he was going to go there and say this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was very well spoken. He wasn't emotional. I mean, you could tell he was passionate, but he wasn't overly emotional like something had just happened to him.
Listen to Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. He pretty much throws another hammer and a nail here in the coffin.
In the next two months, I should be at number 8 and number 9 grandchildren. And thank you for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for charging so much that I didn't have to bring them all out here.
All right, so one of our listeners wants to know where the Moody Blues are, and I want to know where the Moody Blues are.
Oh, you and your Moody Blues.
What?
Get a rest.
No, I'm not at all. This lady says, Shannon wrote, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Why would they induct NWA instead of the Moody Blues, which is a perfect
I'll tell you why.
Get a rest. Why?
Tell you why. Because NWA's fans are still 40 and 45
and
50
the movie
years old.
Was just out this year. There's still interest.
And Moody Blues fans, they aren't coming to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, they aren't because the Moody Blues aren't in there.
There was an article last year saying all the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're trying to get where to young it up so that they can get younger people actually coming to the Hall of Fame.
So Amy writes, did I hear somebody say Bachman Turner Overdrive isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Correct.
Yes, Amy, that's true. They're not there either. VTO and the Moody Blues not there. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. There you go. 28 after our Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. According to a nationwide survey of doctors conducted by Gallup, as much as one quarter of all the money spent on health care can be attributed to defensive medicine. Defensive medicine happens when doctors order tests not to diagnose a medical problem, but to protect themselves from lawsuits. With deductibles for so many health plans rising these days, consumers are directly paying for these unneeded tests. At the same time, another national survey found that the vast number of injuries resulting from medical negligence go uncompensated. So, many victims of malpractice are failing to obtain justice. Let's be fair, the current system costs billions more than it should, but still fails to protect victims far too often. So what's the solution? A nonpartisan group called Patients for Fair Compensation has developed a new plan that would replace our broken system with a new one. It could eliminate defensive medicine and provide quick justice for victims of malpractice. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
A gift, this radio program called Good Day. Thank you for recognizing that. No terrorism here, unless Roberta's had a bad day or worse night. That's when we have terrorist problems. All right, so we have on the Good Day program, my friends, Roberta and Jennifer, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. We have a lot of ways for you to work your way through the best part of your day. Number one at the supermarket. Which category? Pick one of these four as the most profitable category in the supermarket. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Salty snacks.
Okay.
Fresh bread.
Okay.
Carbonated beverages.
Okay.
Milk. Beer. Cereal. I gave you more than I needed to.
As the most, profitable?
Which
definitely the bakery. Fresh baked bread.
Really?
Pasta.
Bakery?
Pasta.
Bakery? No, I would say soda.
You're right. Roberta's right.
Really?
But I will tell you, profit-wise, interesting. I didn't ask the question correctly. Jennifer, you caught me on it. I have the profit margin, but I'm looking at volume. The volume side was where I went to first.
What sells most?
What sells most? Carbonated beverages last year.
I believe that.
In supermarkets, $12.5 billion worth of carbonated drinks were sold.
I can't fathom that.
They're killing people. Soda is killing people. Sugar is poison. And this whole epidemic of obesity in this country.
But do you know how much?
The number one thing is soda consumption.
Do you know what
people go in for single bottles. You can buy six packs. I mean, there's so many different ways in the supermarket to buy those kind of beverages.
But do you realize the profit on these things?
You know, if the FDA had to license soda the way they have to license drugs, So it would not be allowed on the market.
Why do you think Mayor Bloomberg and others who have looked at this, even though many people thought it was heavy-handed, it still was, if you look at it objectively, it was in the best interest of the public to try to curb the stuff. I mean, you really didn't get anything meaningful through, so you have, instead of a 32 ounce, you got 16 ounce, so you go buy two of them. I mean, there's nothing really saved by that. But I'm also flabbergasted, Jennifer, at the profit margin. It cost them 10% of whatever they sell this stuff. What do you buy a liter of Coke for? I don't even know, because I never drink this.
Well, that's why I was kind of surprised, because sometimes a liter or like a 2 liter bottle can be anywhere from like 89 cents to like $1.40. You know, it's never going to. So it didn't seem to me that they'd be making a ton of profit. I would think that in the bakery section, because I know the high end bakery stuff, like it costs nothing to make bread.
No.
But they sell it for like $4.
There's a 70% markup in bread. And that's, by the way, pizza, pretty much the same 70 or 75% markup. That's why there's so many pizza shops here, there, everywhere, because it is
hugely like profitable. And a cash business, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but I also find that at the other end of the spectrum, the least, I'm talking about what's available in most supermarket stores, the category of things that are available, what sells the most and what sells the least. You'll be happy to know that of the product categories available in U.S. supermarkets in the last 12 months, the product that sold worst was lard.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, but I didn't even think they sold lard. Is really the fat that comes out of bacon and sausage and
Eat French fries that are fried in lard?
Tastes good, but they're not as bad they are for you. I remember
they're so bad
kid,
for you, but they're so good.
What we didn't know, but I remember my mother collecting the lard and would cook pretty much everything in the lard. I remember in the refrigerator seeing this greasy gray globule.
Because they wasted nothing.
Burned off of the
fat from the meat, the fat from the chicken.
Isn't the fat from the chicken called schmaltz?
That's the Jewish thing.
But isn't it now better for you? I've read a lot of books that say if you're going to use some sort of fat, that lard is better for you because your body can break it down since it's an animal fat.
Really? Rather than corn oil or vegetable oil or any of those.
Vegetable oil is horrible.
I heard it was fat in the can that was good for you, but I'm not sure about that.
Remember that? Everybody's grandma had one, too, where all the bacon grease went. Yeah. You know, they poured in that old coffee can.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. In the coffee can. It was in the refrigerator. Video of the day today. First trailer from the Star Wars movie. Richie, we have not played this on the air. And that maybe you could dust it off.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Should we wait until...
Star Wars trailers are always tough to listen to.
All right, because it's too much...
Yeah, it's all... But it's short enough. Let's go for 20 seconds and see if it doesn't...
Get it in.
State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel. We have a mission for you.
Just in case you didn't realize, there's going to be a new Star Wars movie every year. And this is the trailer for the one that's going to be released later.
Every year?
Every year. Yep, Disney's going to put out a Star Wars just to keep
forever, the rest of our lives.
Right. I'm sure. Yeah, no.
Ever.
What this one does is go back to before the new, the first one in 1977. So this story that's going to come out this year, it's called Rogue One.
No.
What? Star Wars movie Rogue One. That's what it's called.
Yeah, but I think it takes place immediately following where the last one left off.
I don't think so.
This is a prequel.
This is a prequel, I believe.
Yeah. The way that they're doing it is it's going to go, it goes, okay, so Star Wars that we just had, then it's going to go a prequel, then it's going to go the pickup from those Star Wars we just had, and then I think there's another prequel.
It's going to be between
the prequel of the prequel.
The prequel and the movie. Wait, hold on a second. This is how it's going to work. Let me just, Jennifer's right. You have the prequel and then the movie that was in 77. Then they're going to have another one that fills the gap between movie one and movie two.
Right.
So it'll be like 1A. And then they'll have movie two and family three.
Maybe
2A. Right,
yeah,
exactly. That's
B.
What they're going to do. So this one tells the story of the rebels that tracked down and stole the information of the first Death Star. They got it to Princess Leia. And this is before the Death Star is made. Death Star was in the New Hope movie in 1977. So this is the movie before when they come up with the plans for the Death Star. That's what they're going to come up with anything that's remotely, you know, as well as I do, Richie. It's going to be, they have a picnic with this. A picnic.
I'm so confused. This is like time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I had heard that it was going to go back and forth like this.
So I said, we left the movies on Friday night, and I said to Meredith, well, there's the Star Wars movie coming out this year. And she says, I'm not going to see it. I said, what do you mean? We went to see the last one. Yeah, it was the stupidest movie I ever saw. She had never seen
it. No, it was not. It was so good.
She's never seen another Star Wars movie in her life. Never. And so I say, oh, come on. No, it's the stupidest movie.
Severely disappointed in you.
I know. Usually we're so on money.
I know. All right. Video of the day. That was video of the day from yesterday. Video of the day today is from the SpaceX team. There's no audio. I just wanted to point it out. SpaceX has finally landed a rocket vertically onto a landing pad in the ocean. Do you know how is to do? How hard it is to do that? And so you can see it happen in the video of the day.
Holy, yes. This thing is, that's it awesome. Is,
holy moly is right. Holy moly.
Tail first with the flames shooting
coming
out of
down.
It.
Oh, yeah.
It just sits down on the pad in the middle of the ocean. Boom, it's fine.
Amazing. Okay, the story of the United Airlines flight attendant who decided that she'd had enough in a moment here on Good Day.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
This report is brought to you by Kaplan University School of Business and Information Technology. Tax filing season is also tax fraud season. The Government Accountability Office reported the IRS paid out $5.8 billion in fraudulent tax refunds in 2013, with that number expected to triple this year. For the 60% of Americans who rely on tax professionals, the fight against fraud starts with a practitioner ready to delve in deep. This is why Kaplan University School of Business and IT offers advanced accounting degrees practitioners need to support their role as a trusted advisor. According to Kaplan accounting professor Monica Hubler, a tax preparer who's too quiet during the process should raise a red flag with clients.
Being a CPA is not just about crunching numbers. It's about protecting your clients by asking the hard questions. Professionals committed to being this first line of defense against tax fraud recognize the value of further developing their knowledge and skill base to know the right questions to ask and when.
For more, visit programs at kaplanuniversity.edu.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. They wanted to make sure the alarms didn't detect their presence. Quote of the day from a Brazilian police chief describing two men who robbed a bank there over the weekend, dressed head to toe in tinfoil. They wanted to make sure the alarms...
The Tin Man, they were looking for oil.
Detect their prey. I would have thought that that would be just the opposite. The alarms would pick up the metal, no? Isn't that what the alarms pick up?
It would confuse any kind of radio waves or light beams. It would confuse it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, speaking of confusing, that United Airlines flight attendant that we were all talking about last week apparently decided she'd had enough in the plane. Pulled a slide in Houston, down and out of the plane. She's also down and out of a job, being investigated by the FAA.
You think?
United said, you're fired. So here is reporter Janet Shamalian saying nobody seems to know, even at this point, why she did what she did.
Well, the video apparently shows what happened. Still unanswered this morning, why? At the time, there was an unrelated medical emergency in the cabin, so most passengers probably never noticed.
We were told to stay in our seats, and deplaning would take a bit longer.
United, in a statement, saying, this unsafe behavior is unacceptable and does not represent the more than 20,000 flight attendants who ensure the safety of our customers.
That's insane. Why? Why would she do that? Was she just unhappy with her employer? She just had enough with all of the people on the plane? She wanted peanuts? Why would someone do that?
There's no word on whether this United flight attendant will face any charges, but she could be on the hook for the cost of repacking that slide on a jet like that, $15,000 to $20,000.
I'd do it.
Wow.
Really? 20 grand to put the slide back in?
Yeah, if I were going to go out, I'd go
I would want to pull the slide, too. Yeah. It'd be worth it.
Okay. So just a quick mention of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the so-called TPP, which will put most American small farmers out of business. It seems that the language which is being used by supporters in our country, mostly those in the Congress, the information that was sent out this weekend was exactly what has been printed up by the Japanese government to build up support for the trade agreement. So they're just taking the stuff that Japs are using for PR and sending it to people here. That's how it's all about Asia and nothing about America. That's all it is.
Politically correct term now?
Japs?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Are we allowed to go with that? Or
you are if you're dating one, I suppose. It's 49 past the hour and a good day. Nice.
Oh my God!
yeah, he said it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time, and we are going to have some precious moments, some quality time with Richard Schemmel, who is an expert on the trends in technology. We have a story that's running, and actually a lot of people are paying attention to it at DougStephan.com. What's new there? Facebook doing everything it could or can to address shady dress retailers. So what does that mean? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up, too, with over 300 cubic feet of Texas face. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, band born to run.
For a 2016 Sprinter Worker, excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer rep. Options are limited. And actual dealer price and vary. See dealer for details.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. Starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, 55 after the hour here on Good Day. Richard Schemmel focusing with us on what Facebook is going to do to address these people that are selling dresses. But I wouldn't have thought it was just dresses. I would think it would be men's furnishings as well as women's furnishings. I don't mean furnishings. I shouldn't put it that way. I'm clothing. Let's talk about clothing. So the BuzzFeed story on this used to work for BuzzFeed. What basically is their concern?
Richard? Their concern is you're not getting what you're seeing on Facebook. It's almost like a pseudo bait and switch. The pictures are better than what you receive.
But that's not Facebook's fault because, I'm suggesting Facebook's not the one making or selling. They're just acting as a middleman, as a promotion. You go online to the store, you go to, let's say, Needless Markup's website, the Facebook page for Needless Markup, and you see a dress there, and so are they the ones who are not sending you what you think you're supposed to get? I don't understand why the shot is at Facebook.
Because they're the provider, like you said, they're the middleman.
Well, they're middleman, so why are they responsible for what Needless Markup is selling?
Because what they want to do, they want to protect the consumers.
Who does? Facebook.
Facebook does. It's like Amazon. If you don't, Amazon will pull you down if you don't sell the products correctly or if they're not the
correct. Oh, okay. So they're just addressing quality control that they haven't addressed before.
Correct.
Is that it? Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
A poll at DougStefan.com today asks whether you've ever bought clothing from a store or seller that has a Facebook page. A, yes, it was a great experience. B, yes, it was a terrible experience. C, not yet, but I've considered it. D, no, that seems like a bad idea. E, I didn't know people sold clothing on Facebook. You can buy anything on Facebook, like Amazon. They compete with Amazon in the individual sales of used stuff as well on Facebook? Or is that an Amazon basically... Is it their purview?
Doug, I would never buy anything from Facebook. I would go to Amazon or a Target or something like that. I don't understand how people use Facebook ads to buy clothing. It's just beyond me.
Yeah. The FCC is considering nutrition labels. This sounds like something right up my alley. I'm always talking about this. But broadband, is that... the same issue as we've had before Congress to identify GMO or non-GMO foods? What's the issue here?
The issue is you're not getting what you're paying for from broadband services, whether it's Charter or Comcast or Time Warner. They want a label, per se, or put the labels online on what you're exactly supposed to receive when you get that broadband service.
So this looks like the same issue Facebook has. There's a lot of misrepresentation all over the place, it sounds like to me, on social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so that's some of the old buyer beware stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think that's, wow. Think about that as you're buying things online, folks, or through Facebook especially. 59 after. Richard, thank you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.